Intuition, the practice. Tapping into your intuition, it really is simple. Trust me, I know. There are 6 key steps. To tap into intuition, you need to 1, desire it, 2, notice it, 3, discern it, 4, act upon it, 5, recognize the results of it, and 6, ask for more, that is, desire it again. Because clearly comprehending and confidently exploring these 6 steps is essential to you reuniting yourself with your intuition, humanity's long-lost friend. Let us delve into each of these briefly in their essential detail. Desire is what launches you towards anything new. When you desire something, your heart center, yes, your heart chakra, it literally connects you with it. In the context of intuition, desire is becoming still, for as you begin to truly recognize the immense value to you and to humanity of reuniting with your intuition, your recognition of your desire for it, this will naturally have you honor it. And as you honor it, you will organically, without conscious effort, open yourself to receive it. You will create a creche inside of yourself, a manger, into which your intuition can be born. A loving haven into which it can land. As you live in a state of reverent desire for and thus increasing alignment with your intuition, your growing state of inner stillness, it will allow you to begin to notice it. What you are noticing is subtle energy, for this is the vehicle by which providence speaks. Just like a language and the use of your vocal cords to create sound, divinity utilizes subtle energy to communicate with you. This is its instrument. It plays your deep memory, deep in your unconscious mind. It bubbles this wisdom from the depths of your anatomy, etherically, energetically, to the surface of your mind. And as it does sublimely lift your wisdom to where your ego sits, it sings into life subtle energy messages to you. Just like a mother or a father who is cooing a baby to sleep, or a child to awaken, divinity coos to you via subtle energy messages. These are all love notes. Depending upon your strongest proclivities, you will either receive these messages audibly, as sounds and voices, or visually, as images and visions, or kinesthetically, as sensations such as gut senses, and or purely energetically, as inner knowings. Yet as you do begin to notice subtle energy, it is vital that you do not immediately naively assume that its immediate origin to you is divine. This is where discernment comes in. Immediate origin here refers to the most recent stopover place of energy. For all energy in its ultimate originality, all energy is born of the source. Yet many, many energies have wandered since. Depending upon your karma, the aspects of your past life history, those that have not yet been neutralized, fully digested, whether they be perceived as good or as bad, plus the current clarity of your body, your heart, your mind, and other similar factors, you may have a tendency to attract non-light entities. There is a simple way to distinguish between light, that is benevolent intention consciousness beyond form, and entities which appear to be dark, for these have merely forgotten that they are love, and so they may behave somewhat malevolently. To discern between what is light and what is dark requires the utmost of stillness and 2 of inner focus, for your attention to energy is what does discern. Discernment, it necessitates your ability to distinguish between construction, deconstruction, and destruction. We live in a paradigm that recognizes construction, most simply as inspiration and as creativity in motion. And we easily recognize when destruction is present, for this appears as aggression, which impedes the flow of inspiration, as well as of creativity. There is a 3rd option, a middle way. It is deconstruction. In deconstruction, there is a healthy, alert, and accepting recognition of when the value, the lifespan of something, it is complete. When this is recognized as what it is, its parts, its inherent energy, These are allowed to decompose such that this energy becomes available for creating something new. Its dissolution therefore makes space for the arising of a newly relevant and life-giving birth. Such is the way of the intuitive world. Benevolent source entities, these will always affect construction and/or deconstruction of something that is no longer functioning. It does this in order to recycle its materials into something more relevantly benevolent now. Malevolent intentioned entities, these will always have a destructive air about them. It is when you begin to develop a keen ability to distinguish between benevolence and malevolence that you begin to embody a true inner confidence in your ability to discern. It is also discernment that allows you to distinguish between intuitive guidance and wishful thinking. Wishful thinking, it originates from your own mind. Intuitive guidance, it originates from outside of you, from a vantage of conscious benevolence far more expansive than you, your own ego mind, could ever, ever fathom. And it is received by you from inside of you. The outer thus becomes the inner. Intuition turns you inside out. To discern the distinction between what may be intuitive guidance and what may be wishful thinking, get yourself still. Turn your attention inward. Notice where your attention it does go in order to access the information you seek. If you turn your attention upward towards your brain, it is highly probable that you are attuning to wishful thinking. That is the domain of creation of your own ego mind. When you turn your attention into the depths of wisdom inside of you, it is highly probable that you are attuning to intuitive guidance. When you are attuning to intuitive guidance, there is a high probability that where you are turning your attention to find that which you are seeking to know, you are turning your attention into the region of your belly. As the belly is way down deep beneath the head, your ability to distinguish between attuning to the head and attuning to your belly, it is quite easy. This is where humility comes in. Humility is holding the awareness that you might be wrong. For it is always possible, no matter how gifted you become in discerning, that how you are discerning, that is, hearing and/or interpreting, is not quite fully accurate. Simply because the multiple layers of reality, these are not linear. And so even the most adept of discerners may be missing a layer or layers of information. Hence, proceed with humility. Humility, it is the essential buffer that keeps you present in the now. To discern and to confirm that the source of the subtle energy that is being perceived in this moment by you, it is benevolent, this is to trust God. Yes, this is to trust God. When we discern, we do actively trust, not blindly. No, trust is never blind. We trust because of our discernment. It is our very own precise detection of the presence of benevolence that warrants our trust in God. It is this very trust that allows each of us with great confidence to now proceed. For without trust, we will never take intuitive guidance to heart. We will never follow it. This very step, it is where most people fall. They fall off of the opportunity to reunite with intuition. For your effective discernment of the source of subtle energy that you are perceiving, it is paramount to your ego's ability to greenlight it. Without trust, your ego, it will vehemently dig in its heels, and it will say no. This is precisely where, for most people, intuition falls dead. If you cannot distinguish between benevolent and malevolent energies, you are stuck in a misery soup. Benevolence is the hand that lifts you up. Without your ability to recognize it, it cannot lift you. It can only reach toward you and wait. Trust, without you even thinking about it, it naturally opens the gates to your action.